This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The head of the World Health Organization calls for unity a day after the President of the United States halted funding to the agency. President Donald Trump said he's doing so over the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. He said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of coronavirus. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Wednesday he regrets President Trump's decision, adding the U.S. has been a long-standing and generous friend of the WHO. The director general said now was the time for the world to be united against the virus, referring to it as a dangerous enemy. Countries and international leaders are responding to the Trump administration's action. China's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Trump's decision would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Germany's foreign minister said assigning blame doesn't help. And the European Union foreign policy chief adds there is no justification for President Trump's decision when WHO efforts are needed more than ever. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a top Chinese official called for mutual cooperation Wednesday in a move to help keep a lid on renewing tensions between the countries. President Trump's administration has berated China for not sharing data more quickly and the aforementioned situation with the WHO. Pompeo's push for full transparency in a call to senior Chinese official Yang Jiechi. For more on all coronavirus stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A group of 12 migrant children left Greece for Luxembourg Wednesday, the beginning of a program to relocate minors from war-torn countries stranded in Greece. The Greek Migration Ministry said those children had been staying in camps on the islands of Lesbos, Samos, and Chios. A second group of 50 will fly to Germany Saturday, and 20 more will follow to Switzerland. A total of 1,600 children will be moved as part of the program. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases has crossed the 2 million mark and has been registered in 193 countries and territories. Of these, more than 436,000 are now considered recovered. More than 130,000 people have died. Spain has recorded 523 new deaths due to the virus in the last 24 hours. Health officials in the country, which has seen one of the higher death tolls in the world, say the risk is still high despite the number of deaths going down. Confirmed infections rose again for the first time in 5 days with nearly 5,100 new cases. Spain has eased the conditions of Europe's strictest lockdown this week. The country has allowed manufacturing, construction, and other non-essential activity to start up in an attempt to cushion the economic impact of the pandemic. The European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is calling for a donors' conference to be held in May to raise funds for the creation and deployment of a vaccine against COVID-19. Von der Leyen spoke during a video-link news conference in Brussels Wednesday, calling a vaccine the collective best shot at beating the virus. She said the conference would also raise funds for improving pandemic preparedness, as well as accelerating work on diagnostics and treatments. The U.S. state of New York's governor said Wednesday the number of hospitalizations due to COVID-19 has declined for a second day. Andrew Cuomo said his state's health care system has stabilized to the point that it can give ventilators to other U.S. states in need. Brazil's health ministry said the health secretary has resigned. This comes as tensions build between Minister Henrique Mandetta and President Jair Bolsonaro over the handling of the coronavirus crisis. Reuters cites the two people familiar with the matter that Mandetta told his team he's likely to be fired by Bolsonaro this week. A new coronavirus fundraising effort has Hollywood A-listers Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro rallying fellow actors for the campaign. DiCaprio and De Niro are offering a walk-on role in their upcoming film to one lucky donor. The randomly selected winner will also have lunch with the stars and director Martin Scorsese, plus attend the premiere. Organizers hope to raise $100 million. From Washington, via remote. Oh.